follow the messages on screen, the ribbon added eventual collaboration becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Holy crap, we made it to episode 10.
Din.
We're here. Welcome. Hi, I'm Kobe. Cam's here too.
Yeah.
He's over there looking dapper, as always. And he's going to tell you what's going on today.
Well, today we have got improvised and alternative weapons, prepper weapons.
Uh-huh.
Very scattered.
For when... SHTF.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about improvised weapons in past episodes, but this one, you know, we'll go into detail of why, you know, you want to have these alternative weapons. And
as alternative, we mean other than firearms, right?
Right.
That's what we're saying.
Because, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Because that's going to be your primary.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now you got it? Is it clear?
Yeah. Okay.
So, see ya. Yeah. And then we got to announce a winner.
Yeah, our Buck Knives.
Yep.
Fishing spear giveaway. The time is nigh.
Yai.
Uh-huh.
Yai.
Uh-huh.
And then just standard stuff.
Yeah.
Med tip and what a crazy world it is. And
mad world.
All right.
So, guys, first, today's podcast is brought to you by Tac Pack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first Tac Pack with code CASUALPREPPERS at www.tacpack.com and join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at tacpack.com. If you haven't done that yet, you're an idiot.
The thousand of satisfied subscribers is.
This month, man, I think they said. The box is like worth $110 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And so if you use our code, you're getting it for $45.
Jeez. Freaking steal.
It's a steal and tons of cool tactical subscription stuff, EDC stuff, knives and hats and
really good quality name brand stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Goodies. Some goodies in there.
Go over there and check that out, guys.
Do it.
So let's do our giveaway winner right now.
Who is
it? So, this is the person who won the Buck Knives Fishing Spear. This is all randomly generated, guys. We're not just picking things. I'll actually put the picture up on Instagram of the program I used to randomly generate this. So, the winner is...
me?
On Instagram, the name is Dog Tag Incorporated.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'll have to go check out who that is. But if that's you and you're listening to this...
It's not me.
I know it's not you. I wouldn't give it to you anyways.
I got one.
Email us. CasualPreppersPodcast@gmail.com. Send us your info and we'll send this out to you.
Yeah.
Come to the website at CasualPreppers.com. You can get us there, but send us an email. Dog Tag Incorporated.
Congrats.
Maybe you can send us back a dog tag.
That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want a dog tag.
Yeah. Wow, that's exciting, Cameron. Don't you think?
No, that thing's freaking rad.
Yeah.
And that's part of an improvised weapon right there.
It is, isn't it?
It's a mean sucker.
It is a mean...
I cut my finger twice on it.
You did.
Yeah.
You cut your finger every time we make a battle box.
We do. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I get hurt every time.
And then we never have a first aid kit with us.
No.
Some preppers we are.
I know.
Anyways, guys.
It's a mad, mad world.
What do you got for me today?
Am I starting?
Yeah.
All right. Mine's a little out there, but I think you'll appreciate it.
I will?
Yeah.
Okay.
So recently we just got done with the Olympics.
Yeah.
And the Olympics are going to lead to world chaos. No, it's not what I'm getting at. But hear me out here.
I'm listening.
This is a little weird.
I'm listening.
I don't think there's like...
Is that something to do with Ryan Lochte or...
No.
No.
Freaking
Michael
no.
Phelps?
Nope, nothing.
Usain Bolt?
No.
Okay.
So if we had the Olympics like yearly, like patriotism and how everybody, you know, we would be pretty stoked and pretty, you know, amped up about our country.
Sure.
I think that's like fallen to the wayside big time.
You mean like...
we're not...
Our pride in our country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like each generation, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes to that globalism whole thing. Everybody's like, we're all one.
Yeah.
It's a one world.
Exactly.
F that shiz, man.
No kidding.
United States is the best.
Yeah. See, now that's what I wanted to, that's why I wanted to bring up
yeah.
the Olympics and, you know, not to mention that we, you know, won the most
we
medals.
We did freaking waste everybody, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like.
Take that, Russia. China.
Yeah. But, like, just like the patriotism. So, you know, as when we all are one and we're like, you know, nothing's going to screw with us,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever it is, you know, if we get EMP'd or if it's, you know, an attack or, you know, Red Dawn and people start to invade, you know, if we're all just like hardcore patriots and I mean, we're going to destroy people.
We're going to destroy them anyways, most likely. But yes, that's.
But yeah,
it's so
but
true.
Like my thing is, so I think everybody's for themselves nowadays.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're not looking out for each other.
There's
we're
a
not
lot of
trying
people.
To, you mm-hmm. know. So we talk a lot about, you know, prepping for these events. But I mean, I you know, it's not in my nature to just say, you know, screw it. You didn't prepare. You're doomed.
No.
Like, I think looking at prepping and being prepared, you know, you got to look at helping other people, too. Because like we've said, more than 90% of people are not going to be prepared for
anything.
You know, yeah, they're not. Nothing. No, it's the truth.
And anything, yeah.
It's like here in our town, like the oil fields crashing and
everybody
there's so
loses
many,
everything they have.
There's just people that don't have nothing.
I mean, what do they say? Like I can't even remember the percentage. There's a really high percentage of Americans don't even have $1,000 in a bank account.
That's disgusting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that, and a lot of those people make good money. They just, it goes right out the window.
It does. It does. So yeah, anyway, my thing, my mad world is that today, you know, why do we celebrate the 4th? You know, we need to be patriots. We need
to
freaking
support
our country and be hardcore about.
I'm glad I had nothing to do with a forest fire.
You liked it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of forest fires.
Yeah. Speaking of forest fires.
I thought you would like it.
No, I did. No, I
thought
you'd
like it.
Yeah, we all need to be patriots.
So.
Okay, that was a good one. I like that. Mine is a little more prepper oriented, I guess, you know. The flooding in Louisiana, have you seen that?
I did.
Oh my gosh, man.
I know.
I was reading an article from CNN, the worst natural disaster in U.S. since Hurricane Sandy.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they had 31 inches fall in 15 hours over there. And Obama was playing golf, I think, for a couple of weeks.
Oh, he made it there. Don't worry about it.
Oh, he did.
He finally made it
there. Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Because we wouldn't want to, like, you know, never mind.
We don't want another Bush.
No.
Completely ignoring everything.
Anyways, so they interviewed somebody for this article, and I just thought it was really spot on for what we do. This person said, I bought enough food to last for a week in case we were flooded in, but I wasn't prepared for this much devastation.
Nice.
And they said, local stores are running low on everything from food to fuel.
Oh, this, I would imagine.
This is exactly the reason why you have your food stash and you have fuel and you have everything in medical supplies. This is exactly the reason why.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was a really good reminder to freaking, especially if you're in an area, you know, that has flooding.
Yeah.
Frequently.
It's not always going to be an awesome zombie outbreak.
No,
it's probably going to be something that
it's not
going to
be that
are you
sexy.
Kidding me?
It's not going to be sexy zombies.
No,
it's not.
It's not. It's going to be something devastating. And
I'm prepping for zombies anyways.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Because this is a lot funner than prepping for water. Too much water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A good one. A good one.
Anyways, that's it.
Okay.
Do you want to get into this bad boy?
Let's do it.
Okay, so alternate weapons and improvised weapons for SHTF.
Yeah.
Go.
Why?
Well.
And go.
There's many reasons why. Do you want me to go into some reasons that I got?
Yeah,
or do
go
you
ahead.
Want, okay.
No, I'll add in.
So I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, you've got a list.
I've got 5 reasons.
Oh, okay.
These are just some
got
reasons.
Reasons.
Well,
I don't have any particular.
Oh, you don't?
Like listed.
You just
go
have
ahead.
Them in your head. Okay.
Yeah,
anyways.
Do it.
Number one thing is conserving ammo.
Exactly.
So you can stock up on tons of ammo and reloading stuff, but eventually you're gonna run out of it. It's just all, you know, depending on how long this thing is. It lasts.
Like when you're using your .223 to kill rabbits and mice to feed your family.
Exactly. You're going to run
it's
out
not
of,
worth it.
Of bullets. You know, and ammo, it's just going to become scarce and it's going to become unavailable.
Well, it's already, well, that's probably another thing for you.
Yeah.
It's pricey.
It is pricey, yeah.
And it's hard to get. I mean,
do you remember how cheap it used to be to get a box of 22 shells? I mean, it was like nothing.
To even just get them in general, I think come out of high or junior high. Oh,
I know.
Swing by the, you know, hardware store.
Get whatever you
and
want.
I get 5 boxes.
All right.
But yeah, like it's even, you know, some of that common ammo is hard to get.
Yeah,
now.
It is. Another reason is you're going to want a weapon that's quiet. Because you could
not everybody has a silencer like Jason Bourne.
But you know, you might be in a situation where there's people around you don't want to alert, you know, or whatever it
is. Or freak out. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to want a quiet weapon. You're going to want something that you can reuse your ammo.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you can reload, you know, ammo, obviously, but that's another thing. And you might want a weapon that actually uses no ammo.
You do want
some sort of a melee weapon or whatever it may be. So those are kind of some of my reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have anything?
Just the need to not go out and scavenge, you know,
yeah,
for ammo and parts for repair and things like that for your firearms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against firearms. I love them.
Oh,
get as many as you want.
You should get lots of firearms.
By far the preferable defense weapon and hunting weapon. But
so, yes, obviously your number one thing is...
We're not against this. We're just saying...
Is to get some sort
of... Do not only rely on your firearms.
Yeah, get several firearms. Know how to use them. Yeah. Have lots of ammo.
And you're not drawing your, you know, attention to yourself.
Yeah.
He's exactly. Bought like 20 AKs and...
Yeah.
The other thing is for training, you know, if you have people that you've welcomed into your group or people, you know, you're not going to let them go and fire your 50 cal.
You're not?
No. Who has it? Do you have a 50 cal?
My uncle does.
Yeah, he probably... You're... Family, I'm sure.
I've shot it several have times. You? Yeah, it's nice. Fun. It's fun to
but
shoot.
Yeah, you know.
Blew out my dad's mirror. Yeah. Truck and tailgate light. It's cool.
Jeez.
It's cool, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was just the
but
precaution.
Yeah, just having weapons to train with and not expending, you know, valuable
sure
ammo and everything. Another thing is, you know, if you're in an area you can't even buy firearms, then
yeah,
you're going to be stockpiling a lot of alternatives.
Yeah, there's several states that are tough to buy them
right
and get licenses for them. You know, New York, California, and if you live in the D.C. area, that's all really tough to get
yeah
a firearm.
Yeah.
So I suggest just moving out of those horrible places.
Yeah, come
just freaking come to Utah, go to Texas, just get out
drive
of there.
Around with your weapons in the back.
Yeah. Literally get out of there. Our buddies from over at Never Enough Tactical over on, you know, they sent us their box a while
ago. Oh, yeah,
ago.
Yeah.
They actually have some land over here in Utah and they live in California.
Oh, really?
He calls it Commie-fornia. Yeah, he's no like, freaking kidding. It's so hard for him to do what he does, you know, just in California. So I'm like, dude, you gotta move to Utah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to.
We have plenty of the
yeah
Californians we don't want here, though.
Yeah, we actually do. But those kind we want.
We
bring
do
as many
yes,
as we
yes
can.
You. Bring yourself here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And then the other thing with groups is, you know, for defense, you've got a lot more weapons to spread about.
Yeah.
You're not going to give everybody your firearms.
Yeah, so. That's true.
So yeah, those are some of my reasons.
Okay, cool. So we kind of broke this up into two separate categories of these weapons. I've got some weapons that you can actually just buy over the counter now. Like it.
Like you have your own store?
If you have your own store? Well, you could have your own store.
No, you said...
Know.
I've got some weapons
oh
that you can buy.
Oh, I have some weapons. No. What I'm saying is I have a list of weapons.
Okay.
And alternate weapons that you can just go buy right now.
I just turned
right
that back on you. That's something
you
that you
you're,
do to me
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, you're being a dick.
Yeah, you do that to me all the time.
Yeah, I'm a dick sometimes too.
You're a dick all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. My first and number one weapon, and I think it is probably the best alternative weapon, is a bow.
I agree.
That's my number one. Because it is super effective, you know, it just is.
It's quiet, it's powerful, it's been used for centuries
for long,
to kill
long time.
People and animals and...
Yeah. So I think...
And Daryl uses it.
Yes, Daryl does use it. Well, he uses a crossbow.
Crossbow,
and that's in my list here, but... So just a few reasons why a bow is awesome to have. I mean, they're silent. I mean, they're just basically completely silent, right?
Yeah, yep.
You can harvest game or you can kill some douchebag... Without letting everybody know. As long as they don't scream really loud when they get an yeah arrow through the temple, right? Yeah. Conservation, your ammo can be used over and over and over and over until it breaks.
If
you
have quality ones, yeah.
Yeah, and you can repair them, or you can even at some point learn to make your own
you really could, yeah
arrows.
I know. I do. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
You?
A bow is the ultimate
yeah it really is.
To a firearm.
So weight and size with a bow, it's usually lighter than a rifle.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a plus for it, right? You can even get those takedown bows that kind of.
Yeah,
you
got
that.
Yeah. They have some sweet ones.
Yeah. So they got like, you know, they got the straight limb bow, the recurve bow. I don't really know why you'd mess with those right now if you can go buy a compound bow or a crossbow.
I don't either.
So, I mean, obviously, just go buy a compound bow or go
yeah
buy a crossbow.
Yeah.
You can hunt with those now. Well, a crossbow, it has some limitations on hunting, but you can hunt with it in certain areas.
Yeah, crossbows certain times. Practically
yeah.
a firearm. So.
Yeah, crossbows are awesome. So get a crossbow, get a compound bow, and learn how to use it. I don't have one right now. I'm an idiot.
I do.
You do have one.
I'd never even shot one until I moved here.
A couple years
and
ago.
And I actually made a trade with the doctor I work with, and I worked for him for like 2 days, and he gave me his bow.
That was nice of him.
And it was a Matthews bow.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And I didn't really know how to use it, and I was like excited about it. Yeah, I freaking love it.
Yeah.
I wish I had a place to practice more often. Like, that's the only hard thing. Because
you can probably practice in your backyard, can't you?
I don't know. I've got a house pretty close. Like, I'm not that good.
You could practice
I think if
in
I put
backyard.
It like in the corner, you're actually, I don't know.
You could practice in my backyard. You just have to hop the fence.
Yeah, yours is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess I got a big rock pile in the back of my, I could just put a...
Just don't let a stray arrow go. Or
I know,
a bad
that's
deal.
What's freaky. Yeah. But no, I love shooting them. And I'm planning to draw out to get a deer with one
Are
next
you?
Year. Yeah.
Wow.
I would love to.
That's,
I feel like a man.
Yeah, archery hunting is the ultimate, man. It's
I think so, too.
It's tough.
I know, I'm not even...
It's really tough.
I just need to learn, so...
Yeah, you just need to learn from somebody who knows what they're doing.
My wife's family, they're hardcore.
They're all hardcore.
Like, her brother just got an elk, 3 days ago?
Oh, really?
A good one, yeah.
Yeah, you see the guy
with
across
a bow?
The street? Trevor got a nice elk.
Did he?
You see that thing?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, no. Just all around.
Yeah.
Awesome weapon.
Yeah. Okay, so that's my number one.
And it's not as scary. Like, if somebody's carrying a bow, you're like, oh, it's a hunter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's just got a buck. Yeah.
Right,
but they're just
eyeball.
As deadly, if not, you know, more.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, my next one are all types of edged weapons. Sharp ones, Cameron. So, the number one is a knife. Everybody should have several knives, right?
I agree.
I mean, we should all have, really, we should all have a knife in our EDC kits that we're taking every day with us everywhere we go, Cam.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. Do you?
I've been carrying mine a lot more.
Have you? Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying. I just want you to
just
start
back
carrying
off.
More. Okay. I'm trying to help. I'm here.
Not
I'm here
prepared
to help.
To kill somebody at all.
No, but you can use it to.
No, I have
else.
Been carrying one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then we all should have a survival knife of some sort in our bug out bag, right? Obviously, they have more uses than just being a weapon. But you know, when you're going to use those, it's going to be really close combat.
Yeah.
It's going to be ugly. But they're good weapons to have around, you know, and you can conceal them. Nobody can see them. They're silent. They're reusable thousands of times. So it's a good weapon.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, on the knives, my cousin, he's like a Kempo freak.
Oh, really?
Kempo karate.
Yeah.
Anyways, like when you're training, they use like little foam, like
yeah.
play knives and stuff. And it's like freaky, but it makes a lot more sense. You know, he just talked about like in knife fights. He's like, if you get the knife, you know, don't just always lunge. Like, get in there
slice.
And just cut.
Yeah.
Like, cut as much as you can. Cut across their forehead so blood's falling into their eyes and they can't see. I mean, it's cool stuff.
The book.
It's like, that's how you use a knife.
Yeah, the Disaster Diaries, you know, the book I read
a while
ago.
Yeah, did it talk about that stuff?
Yeah, he trained, I think it was Kempo. It was one of those things about knives, you know, and they were just talking about how it is just like, it will just destroy somebody.
Yeah.
Sharp knives. I mean.
I know.
You're just be filleted.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Easily.
It's like
just
somebody
like
comes out with your
10
knife,
seconds.
Like, keep your, you know,
yeah,
keep the inside of your wrist,
the fleshy
your,
part. In.
Yeah, put your the outer part of your arms so it gets diced up and you don't lose function of your freaking arm.
Yeah, it's a bad deal.
I do not want to get cut or punctured by a knife. No,
no
way. I'd rather just get shot in the head.
I think I would too. But anyways, you have a knife. It's a good alternate weapon. So my next one is a tomahawk, hatchet, or axe.
Nice. Yeah.
And obviously, these have several uses as well. You should all have one.
Yeah, we
or
use
one of each.
Bejeezers out of yours.
Yeah, we have that SOG tomahawk, and we use it all the time.
We do.
Constantly. And those things are a blast to throw, too. So you can use them as a ranged weapon a little bit if you get good at it.
If you want to hit them upside down.
Yeah, no, we have an issue with actually getting it right side
oh,
up.
Yeah.
But it works.
We were
still
throwing it all night one night.
It'll still do some damage.
Oh, yeah. Even if the freaking handle hits you in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these articles I was reading kept talking about swords.
Man, it got crazy.
Okay. Yeah, I know. And I'm like, and this, I wrote swords.
It got weird.
And I said, I guess you can get a sword. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a lot of sense for me.
If you want a freaking long sword, get it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
Samurai
know.
Sword, go ahead. I'm sure it would be awesome, but
it just seems a little extreme. I mean, obviously, if you're in hand-to-hand combat, it would be awesome.
But
I'm not going to be the guy that goes out and buys a sword, though.
I'm not.
It's like, dear, I got to go get me a freaking bastard sword. I'll be back and come back with this big old two-handed sword. You know, I'm just going to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
Just because. So you can get a sword, I guess. Last one in this I have is a machete.
Yeah.
And those have multiple uses, and they're super nice to have.
They're long, you don't need to get as close.
So, yeah, machete. That's good stuff. So my third and last category, personal defense weapons. These are just things that you can keep on you. A knife can be in this category, too. But so one of them is pepper spray.
Yeah.
You know, they're cheap. You can carry them anywhere. Basically, I don't think there's any restrictions on pepper spray. Maybe there is, like right now, you know, as an EDC
item. I don't know that there is. I saw that a lot, though.
It basically takes no skill. You just have to point and...
Just don't point it at yourself.
Yeah, and that's part of it. You need to make sure that if it's high wind or something like that, and you're trying to spray at somebody, but the wind's coming, it's like pissing into the wind. It's not a good idea. You're going to get pepper spray back in your face.
Yeah.
Right? So just be careful with your pepper spray. Another one is stun guns or tasers.
Yeah.
You can carry those around. I don't know. In SHDF, I don't know if you have to like charge those. I don't know how those things work.
Yeah,
so.
They're battery charged.
Blowguns. They're actually kind of popular.
Have you used a blowgun?
Yeah, I have.
They're pretty. Yeah.
They're fun to use.
Yeah, but I don't see it being.
But,
get that gun.
I guess you got to put some poison on the end of it. And
yeah.
Right in their neck.
You got poison dart frogs anywhere. That's,
right. Baseball bats, obvious.
Of course.
You know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Slingshots. You can go buy a nice slingshot. Those are really popular with preppers and survivalists, but I just can't imagine being that good. You'd have to really
practice. I shot one last weekend with my...
Oh, you did?
My...
was it like a nice one?
They were pretty nice. It was my nephew.
Oh, okay.
My wife's brother's kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me see it. And, you know, we had a box, like, I'm not even kidding, like 10 feet away. And I was like, shot it way over, hit the chain link fence. I'm like, what the? And I shoot left-handed for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I was shooting like this.
Wait. Oh, yeah, you would shoot
I'm
this
holding
one.
It with my right hand.
Okay, that's odd.
I know. And I was like, I've done this forever. Huh. I'm not left-handed either. I'm not weird like
I
that.
I am not left-handed.
But yeah, they're hard to shoot, but yeah, people like love them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess
and
you
can
could
build them
it.
Pretty easily.
Remember that thing we got in a battle box a while ago that looked like a sex toy of some sort?
It did.
What was that thing called?
It's a little container that's rubber on the back.
It's like a rubber balloon.
So you can actually keep stuff in it and then you can use it to shoot.
You could fling stuff out there pretty hard.
It came with BBs too.
Yeah. So I guess you could use that. That would hurt like hell to get hit by one of those.
I would probably I'd probably shotgun blast, just shoot like
get a whole
30
handful.
BBs out and hopefully hit something.
Okay, so the next one I have, this isn't super effective, but a tactical pen.
Yeah.
That you can keep on you all the time. Obviously,
Jason Bourne again. Stab somebody.
That you don't want to see what my notes said on this tactical pen. Jason Bourne is badass. That's all that's all I wrote there. So anyways.
Oh yeah.
Tactical pen. So those are my stuff that you can buy right now, alternate weapons that you can start using.
Most of them you should have already.
Well, yeah, if you don't have a sword right now, you're an idiot.
That's true. That's freaking true.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure it's a two-handed heavy sword.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you're like, gonna do it, go all out.
Split somebody.
Go like Conan Barbarian on him. Didn't he have like that big old two-handed sword?
Yes.
Conan? Yeah.
He like breaks the...
I haven't seen that in so long.
I haven't either, yeah.
It's been a really long time.
That's a gory freaking movie.
What was the other one? Was it Arnold in the other one too, where there was like the ferrets? Do you remember that?
No, that's Beastmaster.
Oh, Beastmaster.
No,
oh, that wasn't Arnold,
was
it?
Porn star guy.
Oh, that's right.
Became a porn star.
Beastmaster. That show was crazy.
That was a really crazy show.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, really off weird. Topic. That's it. That's all I got.
That's good.
Yeah, your turn now. Go.
Okay. So yeah, improvised weapons, just things you can use around the house.
Yeah, pick up a chair, hit somebody.
Yeah. You know, basically...
Why are you laughing?
Just the improvised weapons. Oh. I saw some crazy stuff online.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, just freaking crazy. So if you really want to see some nut jobs out there. Yeah. Go and look at some improvised weapons people are making. Mine, they're just really basic, kind of stuff that's going to be practical, stuff that you're already going to have. You know, you don't need to go buy a box of nails and go buy a, you know,
Louisville Slugger.
Yeah. It's just, it gets crazy. But an improvised weapon, you know, a couple of sites I kind of looked at some of the key things about an improvised weapon are that these are things you don't really see, you know, as a weapon. So it's not as intimidating for some people.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So you don't freak people out because you're stockpiling all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
It needs to be strong enough for its purpose. You know, if you make something and you're too afraid to even like hit a wall or a fence with it, you probably shouldn't use it. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
It should be better than an unarmed option. Like, is it going to make you more effective?
Right.
You know, you're not going to be, you know, make some
it's not like 85
huge
pounds or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then something to be able to use quickly, you know. If it's if it's going to hinder you, then it's not a weapon.
Sure.
You're going to be screwed. So you talked about pepper spray. You can actually make your own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just put a bunch of, you know.
Hot shit in a thing.
basically what you do. Yeah. And then, yeah.
Oh, wait, how do you do it? Do you have a recipe? Do you have like a pepper spray recipe?
No, there's a lot of different ones. It really is like cayenne pepper and water and
Tabasco.
Yeah. And you could just mix that crap and I'm sure it would stop.
Yeah, it's not going to feel good in their eyes.
No. You didn't mention, you know, wasp spray. I saw that one get pulled up a lot because it has like 30, you know, like a 25 foot.
Yeah, I saw that and I was going to put it on there and then I must have forgotten.
Because getting hit in the face with that.
Bad news.
And you're keeping like a 30 foot distance between you.
It would be pretty weird to see somebody stockpiling wasp spray,
no
though.
No kidding. You know? Yeah. That won't
what are you
it.
Doing then? Well, when
I freaking
no more,
hate wasps.
When there's no more guns, your ass is dead.
I'll spray you in the eye. And I'll spray wasps. There's a lot of different ways to make stun guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, on this, the cattle prods.
Yeah.
Those things they're powerful.
They hurt. I've been hit by one several
me too.
Times.
My brother shocked me. He was, you know, it keeps like a little electricity in it and you know, you can touch and it kind of zaps you. Well, he pushed the button and like put it right on my mid back.
Yeah.
Oh man. It dropped me to my
it
knees.
Hurts. It doesn't
freaking,
feel good.
I thought a power line fell and
yeah.
And power line hit me.
I got hit in the butt with one.
They are powerful and you know, and you can order those online.
Yeah.
And they just take those big fat 9-volt batteries. Yeah. Does anybody yep. use those anymore?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Those
can you imagine somebody carrying around a cattle prod? It'd just be so funny. I don't know why it'd be
I know.
What you want, boy?
Pulls it out of his backpack like a bow.
I'll shock you right in the back. Right in the face.
A lot of whips. And you can
that can't be effective. A whip?
I don't know. Have you been struck
I've seen
in the
Indiana Jones be effective with it.
Well, the reason I put whip on here is because most preppers and survivalists have a lot of paracord.
That's true.
And if you weave them together, you can make a pretty nasty whip. And
you'd have to practice.
You can put stuff in it so you can make it like a Roman whip, bone chunks and stuff in there. Yeah. I don't. See
I usually hurt myself more.
I do too.
Trying to whip something than I do.
Right. And belts are actually another way to hurt yourself.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you know, you've got a big chunk of metal on one end and. You know, if you strike somebody with that, it's going to...
It's not going to feel good.
Not going to kill them, but could. So, the other thing that I found were like... This is... You can take metal and grind off each end. Mm-hmm. So, you got this long little spike that has spikes on both ends.
Yeah.
And actually, in Japan, it's called a... shuriken.
Shuriken.
You got to look them up. They're pretty, like,
so
they're
just
mean.
A spike.
It's
a
about
double-edged
it's
spike.
It's about a 10-inch spike. Yeah. And you can throw them, like, 20 feet. And those freaking things,
really?
They'll stick. I mean,
I'll bet I could throw them more than 20
feet.
They'll
pass halfway through. If you get enough weight, Mm-hmm. But, you know, you've seen those big, huge construction nails.
Yeah.
They're like that. Mm. You know, you think if you can huck one of those, that sucker will do some damage. And if you've got both ends. So, yeah, you got some spare metal, grind it down, make a good little spike. Just you can use wood and lumber in a million ways.
Can you?
Yeah. Just hammer a bunch of nails in one end.
Right.
Into 2x4.
Like the zombie type.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Or you can, yeah. So
you can do that.
You can make that at home.
You can make that at home.
Stun grenade. Yeah.
You can make a stun grenade? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
So just that, I mean, the basic, everybody knows the mix of vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah.
Like if you have a baking soda like wrapped up in tissue paper and you have your vinegar already in bottles.
Yeah.
You just stuff that in there, twist it,
and like
shake it.
Glass bottles?
Yeah. It's not going to hurt anybody, but it's going to like... That sound, the percussion, and blowing crap up into their face.
Wow.
It'd scare them a little bit. It's not necessarily going to stop them, but...
I'm going to have to see. We should try that and see what it does.
We should, because I've watched a bunch of videos on it today.
Oh, you did?
And it's
really?
It's freaky, yeah. It's...
Wow.
They're pretty intense.
Like, so, wait.
So, basically, if you throw it at their feet...
No, wait. How do they make it now? Tell me again.
So, a lot of the basic ones were just like, you know, a little 20-ounce Coke bottle or...
Okay.
And plastic... Preferably because of the pressure, but okay. The glass would be pretty wicked because you got shrapnel.
Right.
They just fill it like a quarter to a half full of vinegar.
Sure.
And then in like just tissue paper.
Yeah.
They pour a line of baking soda and just kind of wrap it lightly.
Uh huh.
And then you can just, you know, you have it ready, stuff it in the bottle.
Oh,
cap
so you,
it.
You have to do it as you're throwing it basically.
Yeah. Cause you can't, if you store it that way, it's going to,
yeah,
up.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
But yeah, no, you just kind of have that stuff, you know,
ready to go.
It's not really that practical, but I mean,
yeah,
people don't know what it's blowing up by them if you're throwing a couple of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's more to freak that or animals, you know. Because you're going to be carrying baking soda and vinegar up in the wilderness.
Well, yeah. A tiger comes after you. You're going to pull out your baking soda, your vinegar. You're going to do the thing.
Right.
And then the tiger is going to go away.
Right.
That's the most practical use for it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you seen those? They're called Krovels. Like the shovel multi-weapon. Like.
Oh, yeah. That has like the edges on
that
it.
That thing's freaking wicked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could use your own shovel to like make a little multi-tool.
I guess you could. Huh? Yeah.
Make it jagged on one side.
Yeah.
Or put nails in the handle, so you've got this pretty wicked weapon. You know, and just using regular regular office. Garage stuff, you know, hammers, saws.
I got a stapler. Get out of here.
Watch out, this fax machine.
Push it down on somebody. But yeah, and then, you know, you can make spears and javelins.
Yeah.
If you really want to get crazy.
Yeah,
but
you can.
I mean, the improvised weapons can go on, and there's some really ridiculous crap out there. Yeah, I mean, you can even make a PVC bow that's pretty effective.
You can make, like, the potato guns out of
PVC.
Yeah,
the potato guns, yeah.
Right? I mean, everybody's done that at least once in their life.
Yep.
So that's something.
Flashlight's a good weapon, those big, huge mag
The mag light stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do need to get one of those.
Yeah.
And an umbrella.
Yeah, I saw umbrella.
I know. There's so many things out there.
Yeah.
But, you know... These aren't things I feel you need to like have on hand, but
no, it's just kind of fun to talk about it.
Yeah,
it's about as far as it goes.
But looking at like what things do I have that serve multi-purpose? That's more or less what I what I'd recommend. You know,
so at least you can have it on your mind if it does by some weird chance happen that
you
need to do something like
pull
that.
Pull in like 100 people and you need to make some weapons.
Yeah,
to go
just get
raid.
A whole bunch of vinegar and a whole bunch of baking soda.
Yeah. Stun the bejeezers out of everybody.
And then you can make your fridge
and then
smell
make
nice.
Some pickles.
Yeah, and pickles and your fridge will smell
and
good.
You can preserve stuff and make things smell better.
Anyways. Okay, is
well,
that
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's it.
You got it.
It's a shorty.
So yeah, that's it. Improvised and alternate weapons for SHTF. And hopefully one day Camel will write an article about it, although he's like three podcast episodes behind.
I'm sorry.
So... Whatever.
I'm getting my medical tips done.
Oh, really? And speaking of that,
it's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Yep.
Sprung it on you. I like to spring it on you.
That's okay.
It's fun for me.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, this medical tip might seem kind of stupid, boring, but a lot of people.
That's what we should do with these. Make them all stupid and make them all boring.
Well, they are. No. So a lot of people don't know the proper way of removing a tick. There's
I don't think this is stupid or boring.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So, first of all, ticks are nasty and they spread lots of diseases.
Yeah.
And they're disturbing looking.
Yeah.
And they're disgusting even more when they're embedded in somebody.
My dad got bit by a tick one time.
Yeah.
He got Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Did he really? They're freaky, man.
He was so sick.
It makes you think that every one of them is going to kill you.
Yeah.
So, first of all, preventing ticks, wearing light-colored clothes when you're out and about because you can see them better on your clothing and be able to get rid of them. Tuck your pants in your socks.
Yeah, that'll look awesome.
I know, it will. It looks way awesome.
Especially if you're on a date or something, do that.
Yeah. I don't want ticks. Just making sure.
You should probably do the
And then you
the
can
same.
Actually run a little piece of tape on it. So this is when you're out there.
You should probably do the same, darling. Tuck that dress in.
In your socks.
Pull them socks up, sis.
So I'm just saying when you're out and you're going to die if you get, you know, if you get infected.
I'm just not going out now. You're freaking me out.
You're in the wilderness,
staying
away from town because it's all falling apart, okay?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Preventing these tick injuries.
Okay.
So
it's just an old tick injury.
I know.
Acts up every once in a while.
See this old tick injury? I got this way back. That was a slip-up word there. You are a dick.
I know.
You said it.
I'm going to get it every time it happens, too, so just whatever.
All right. Oh, this old tick injury?
Ah, that old pesky tick injury.
I got this one while riding my horses across the plains. Okay, and then, you know, DEET, Permanone, you know, all those anti...
Yeah.
You got to spray your clothes with them.
Plus, that'll help.
The reason I'm bringing this
up... with the Zika, too.
Yeah.
Yep. The DEET.
Good old DEET. Okay, so now you've got a tick on you. Don't put Vaseline on it. Don't try and burn its butt to try and get it to back out.
Okay.
Because doing those two things or trying to pull it out with your fingers, you're going to push the guts and saliva into your skin and then you're going to likely spread the disease.
Then you just have to cut your arm or leg off.
You just, yeah, right. Yep. So don't do any of those things.
Okay, I won't.
The only way you really should remove them... Now, if they're like larva type, which I don't, you know, it's super hard to even tell the difference. Like,
yeah,
there's really tiny ones, and then there's the adults. The adults, you know, carry the disease. The other ones, the little larva, you know, if you get one, you can put a piece of tape on it and try and rip it out.
Oh. Because
they don't really carry as much crap. But just ignore them.
Okay.
So, you need to get tweezers, and you got to take... the tweezer and get it right up to the skin, right where the head is, and you just kind of lightly pinch. Are you seeing this?
I'm watching, yeah.
So you just lightly grab on the head and then you just back it out in a straight motion. You don't try and yank it out. You don't try and, you know, wiggle it out. You just grab the head.
Yes.
And slowly pull it out.
Okay.
That's the only way to do it.
That's the only way.
And then if you still see little, you know, little pieces under your skin, then you can try and use tape to kind of pull them out. But overall, that's the only way you should remove a tick.
That's the way to do it.
And you should not try and pull it, burn it, put Vaseline on it.
That's
wait
all
till
stupid.
It engorges and pulls its head out itself.
Oh man,
I know
it's not a good idea.
A lot of people do that crap. So
okay, that's good info.
So yeah, watch out for those tickings.
Yeah, those tickings are injury.
Get the old tick injury.
All right, that's all we got today, guys. Before we go, though, we want to tell you about our new awesome sponsor, Tack Pack.
Yes.
I'm wearing the hat today, actually. So this is the only monthly tactical subscription.
What? Underwear hanging on your...
Yeah.
Nice.
I've been trying to get my prepper pole down here like you were talking about before.
I see you went cheap.
It's PVC, yeah.
Yeah, at least it's...
Stop talking about my basement.
At least it's 3-inch PVC.
It is 3-inch PVC. I want to see a swing on that when we're done, real quick. Anyways, back to Tac Pack.
Okay.
This is the only monthly tactical subscription box with the useful professional-grade stuff inside. This is all like really good, solid stuff. You guys can get 10% off your first Tac Pack with code CASUALPREPPERS. At tacpack.com. I don't want you yawning during this, Cameron.
I did.
Join the thousand. Yeah, I heard you yawn. Join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TACPACK.com. Also, go give them a like on Facebook and Instagram and then say, hey, Casual Prepper said we should come follow you. Okay? That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Their stuff's awesome. It really is.
Yeah.
We're not just pushing them.
Nope.
Their stuff is freaking
cool.
Yeah,
it's really good. So go check them out, guys.
All right. Yeah.
That's all we have for today.
Okay, see ya.
Nah, just kidding. Is this a fake hang up? It's a fake hang up. Name the movie.
I don't know.
You don't have it. Now, if anyone else can name that movie,
we will do episode 11 for no. you in your name.
No, okay.
In memory of.
So if you have that, movie reference, I want you to come see us on Instagram or Facebook, and I want you to tell me, and I will have Cam take a selfie.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Cam's going to take a selfie, and he's going to put your name on it and say, and that's all that's going to happen. He's going to have your name and him with him holding it as a selfie.
Why me?
Because that's just how it's going to work. So if you guys can do that, Cam's going to do a selfie with your name.
Okay.
You got it, Cam?
Okay. That's awesome.
So guys, I'm not going to say it again, but if you heard it and you know it, that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right? And so we're going to see you next time. Bye.
Peace.